Good morning. It's the 11th of December. Today we start our readings in the first epistle of Peter. This time last year I read some extracts from an exhortation given by Brother Harry Tennant, the title of which was The Glory That Shall Be Revealed. I've decided to read the whole exhortation this year. It will take 2 days to do that. Brother Harry begins by mentioning 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1. I read, "The theme for this exhortation is taken from 1 Peter 5 verse 1, in which Peter is exhorting his fellow elders, whilst we are allowed to overhear him. Peter has been a witness of great things, the sufferings and the glory of Christ. We can only surmise the occasions when he saw these things. Does it mean that, despite his denials, Peter came out to see what was happening to his master in his time of suffering? And the glory, when was this? Was it by seeing the risen Christ? Or was it a reminder of the transfiguration? These two aspects go hand in hand. Sufferings and glory, the cross before the crown. But the God of all grace, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect," as we read in chapter 5, verse 10. Or, reading from Acts 14, verse 22, "We must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God." All of these things are true. Peter is saying that he was a witness and a partaker of the glory. It is true that the glory of the transfiguration enveloped them as though they were part of the scene, and intrinsically it held the promise that the faithful three, Peter, James and John, would inherit the glory with Christ in the kingdom. Is there a sense in which we, now, are partakers of the glory? The answer is clearly yes. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 we read these words, "Whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." The glory of Christ comprises the glory bestowed on him by the Father, and it will be manifest in his bride. That glory has touched us, in that we have been taught these things, and we believe them with all our hearts. And at every breaking of bread, we express this faith. Faith in the promise of the words from Christ, "I will not drink thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Every breaking of bread is itself a prophecy of the day when we shall truly all be one bread, when God gathers together in one all things in Christ. Peter says something which the AV does not fully bring out in the phrase, "Be subject one to another and be clothed with humility." That's chapter 5, verse 5. The word "clothed" means to be girt about, as a slave with his apron. Here was Peter, by the Spirit, being reminded of the time when Christ was girded with a towel, and Peter, in self-assurance, contradicted his Lord. Humility is the badge of discipleship, whether we be old or young, man or wife, arranging brethren or otherwise. There is no glory to come if there is no humility now. Arrogance, self-assertion, one-upmanship should have no part in the character of the disciple of Christ. Remember the towel, for which the word in John 13 is the same as the apron of the slave. It is not simply that we are to be subject to one another. It is also, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God." We will continue, God willing, tomorrow. Thank you for listening.